This is the Cross Conference cast for March 19th, 2011, the German League. In this episode, Ruth and I discuss the latest in inaccurate FIFA rankings, WPS preseason action, and how Hope Solo's B got its groove back. For full show notes, please visit crossconference.com. You can also find us on Twitter. We're at crossconference. Or send us an email, crossconference@gmail.com. Hi, this is Joan.
And this is Ruth.
And we are ready for a new podcast. It's been too long. It's been... We promised to do a podcast after the Algarve Cup, but then we waited a really long time, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. But no, the wait is over. And...
Everyone's excited.
Yeah. Everyone's really excited, really pumped up for to hear about the things that we are right about. And it's really mostly everything right on down the line, the board, across the board, down the line, wherever. All right. Very recently, as in like a couple days ago, FIFA released their new rankings for the women's international teams. And let's just read them. Let's just read them, and then we can comment on them. Let's go. We'll just do the first five, and then we'll point out the interesting things. Number one is ranked as USA. Number two, Germany. Three, Brazil. Four, Japan. Five, Sweden. Six, Canada. Seven, France.
That's more than the first five.
That is more than the first five, but I just felt like I should keep going.
You want to wrap it up at 10?
Yeah. Eight is Korea. No, North Korea.
Yes.
And nine is Norway. And 10 is England. Okay.
you want to start at the top?
No, you go. How do you feel about this?
I feel like it's ridiculous. Yeah, I don't think the U.S. is number one in the world. And I'm not really sure what's going on with Japan. I mean, I know they have been doing better, but fourth? Well, maybe. Sweden. I haven't been paying nearly enough attention to Europe, I guess. But Canada. I mean, yes, Canada has deserved to get up higher than they have been. I think they've been hovering around 9, 10, and 11 for quite a while. And now they've made it up to 6th, which is an all-time high for them. I think Japan's is an all-time high for them, too. But obviously, Canada's the important one, because I think they could potentially be higher than that. I think they could be 5th, easily. Or 4th. If you move the U.S. to where they should be. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm a little... U.S. top five, certainly. Number one, no. No. And this is coming from me. I'm a big U.S. fan. I am hard on them, but I'm a big fan. Canada, I would say, deserves to be above Japan. there's no doubt in my mind. But I guess these are, you know, they're always about results and against ranked opponents. And for some reason, Mexico is at 22, 22nd place.
What is that?
22nd place below Russia, below Ukraine.
Okay. Question. Mm-hmm. Who beat the U.S. in qualifiers last year?
Ecuador. right. And granted, I think they weigh everything equally, I suppose, but you would hope that given US is the number one team, that a win against them would propel you a little bit further past, you know, Spain. I don't understand that at all. And as good as we all know Brazil is, they haven't really been playing competitively as far as I'm aware of. Have they? Oh, like,
do they ever really play that competitively between tournaments?
No. No.
So, it's like, oh, does North Korea?
Unless there are games that I just, you know, totally blind to, which is totally possible. I have a full-time job. I have things that I need to take care of. So sometimes I miss, you know, games here and there. And there's no, you know, Brazil is clearly great, but I don't understand, if you are going by results, how Brazil is number three. Right. Okay. Yeah. What from a left wing? Clearly, the blog, fantastic blog written by Jennifer Doyle, distinguished academic, women's soccer fan, decided to do her own ranking. Clearly, equally incensed by FIFA's rankings. And she ranks a little bit differently, puts Germany at one. I can agree with that. Canada at two, Brazil still at three. USA at four, five Nigeria. I don't know how I feel about that. And six would be, is she, Japan at six and South
Korea. I wonder how much Nigeria's placement is based on their U-20s.
Yeah, I'm betting that's what she's going at, which isn't, you know, a bad idea. Considering it's not a bad idea. And I think Brazil's placement here is with, you know, past results and MARTA, basically. Past results and MARTA is all they have to go on. I don't know. I don't know exactly how I would rank all these teams, because I will be completely honest and say I've never seen the Ukraine play, and I don't know their latest three or even last result. So, but for some reason, I feel within my gut that Mexico deserves to be ranked above them.
Yeah, definitely.
My gut, which is free of grains, by the way.
Yay! My gut is full of grains. So that's all I've had today.
God. You probably had nothing but scones and noodles.
I had, what did I have? I had cereal and, lasagna.
Whatever. I don't know. Do you want to do your own rankings? We should do competitive rankings. Let's throw it out there. To the community, the cross conference community, who's probably already familiar with From a Left Wing. Let's see some rankings. Yeah, how would you rank it? Because clearly they're going to be different than what FIFA has so generously provided for us. And we'll see who's on top. No. Rankings don't mean anything, but unfortunately, here in the United States, we enjoy talking about them, and some people believe that they mean things, and hopefully I'm hoping the U.S. team does not think that, oh, we're number one and we can just rest on that, because if they do, I will punch them really hard.
In the face.
In the face. My fist will probably hurt, but you know what? I'm training a lot, so.
Yep.
But speaking of the U.S., they won the Algarve Cup.
That was an excellent segue.
Mm-hmm. Good segue. See how I did that there? I'm getting better.
Punch him in the face. Let's talk about Algarve.
Algarve Cup. Again, the final was against Iceland, which... the U.S. has always struggled against. They've always had a hard time scoring. This time they didn't. They scored very early, but then conceded two goals back-to-back.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's but
this then, is your number one team, folks.
True, I think. I think they you know what, I don't know what they were thinking, and I don't necessarily really know how it happened, other than they probably got a little lazy.
When was the last time you knew what they were thinking?
Oh, well, yeah. but they battled back. Carly Lloyd scored. So did Heather O'Reilly. And that's good, because she seemed to work the hardest, and by everyone else's accounts was practically the player of the tournament, except by whoever chooses player of the match. And you know, I don't think we even need to tell you who won the majority of those, that award, you know. But good for them for winning the Algarve Cup. Apparently, according to Hope Solo, who didn't get to play because she's recovering from her surgery, there were some off-field complications that Christy Rampone, a consummate professional and leader, guided them right through, which is good. That's good. That's interesting that Hope Solo is still airing the dirty laundry. I thought we learned that lesson, Hope.
Put a lid on it.
Yeah. I don't know if you have any feelings about the Algarve, since you don't care about the United States and you were actively cheering against them like some sort of traitor to the nation.
Only when they played Norway.
Why? All of a sudden you love Norway? All of a sudden you're really into the Norwegians?
I like the Norwegians 2008 U20 team. And there are a handful of those on the new Norway roster. Plus,
yet
Norway
somehow
has...
there's a handful of 2006 US U20s. I don't know. You seem to enjoy them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, but not those Tar Heels. They just
Your
don't do anything.
Your loyalty is petty.
It is. It is. And it's largely college based and hair based.
Ugh. You disgust me. I can't even talk about this anymore.
Have you seen Angie Wozniak's hair?
No, I haven't. Do you have any pictures?
Yes, I do. I'll find those while you get us out of Algarve.
Oh.
Oh, well, did you want to talk about crepes?
No.
I wasn't sure.
There wasn't a video, so...
They did go, though.
Yeah, apparently FIFA did some videos that I haven't seen yet, so I don't... Who knows what they're doing? let's see. Getting out of that, let's take a turn and talk about the Cyprus Cup. Canada,
yeah,
big winners, big winners over England.
New Zealand did surprisingly poorly. I thought they were going to make a better showing. I think other teams thought they were going to make a better showing too, because I'm pretty sure Mexico commented on it. They were like, that didn't seem right.
But Canada winning, we like that. We like that a lot, right?
Yes, we do.
And good for them. I think they settled their differences with the CFA, and that's a happy feeling. So they can get on to making the World Cup run, which is, I don't know. I see them coming, and they're gonna lock their jaws right around that World Cup, and it's gonna be tough to get them off of it.
Like puppies.
Right.
Give them a chew toy and they'll chew forever.
Mm-hmm. Now you, a few days ago, I would say, or earlier this week, had a little toot on our cross-conference account about the U.S.'s youth national team coaching and their development positions.
Yeah, what is up with that crap?
April Heinrichs is coaching both the U-20s and the U-18s, and Jillian Ellis is now coaching the U-17s.
Right, which I was then told on Twitter that that this is part of the short-term plan, that there is a plan. And that was news to me, because to me this just looks like bullshit. FYI. And even having been told that this is the plan, actually, that makes it look more like bullshit.
Yeah. I don't know why they even bothered.
It's that stupid, you know, if you just call it something else, it's more acceptable. So you say that Heinrichs and Ellis are something else, but you keep them, you know, in the same spot, and you do some hand waving. Well, I mean, Heinrichs wasn't coaching the U-20s and U-18s before, but still, I mean, basically you say, okay, we're looking for other coaches, and right now our technical and youth and whatever travel directors are, they'll coach meanwhile, and we'll find another coach somewhere else. They're not looking for coaches. I bet you anything, they're not looking for coaches. They'll just be like, oh, we didn't manage to find one in time for a World Cup. Just baloney business.
Yeah. I don't know what to say about this.
I'm angry.
I think we've had huge parts of our podcast dedicated to this. And oh boy.
Yeah, the only thing about this that was actually any sort of news was that they officially have Heinrichs in there with the U-18s right now. And that just blows my mind. It shouldn't. But I was kind of, you know, thinking.
What can you say? Boy, it's just, you know, so the same stuff that keeps, you know, the coming down. The more things change, the more they stay the same.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, Shek Borkowski, he had some suggestions for who could take those spots. Denise Reddy and, oh, let me look up her name, because it's someone from Iceland.
What's Tom Stone doing? I don't know.
What's Tim Schultz doing?
He was kind of a jerk for some of the time, like when he was coaching the beat, but I don't know, he was effective, and he went with the 2008 U-20s, and they turned out okay. So, you know, it's not like he's totally new to the U.S. program or women's professional soccer.
He knows how to stand in line the way USSF wants him to.
Yeah, well.
Maybe.
Elizabeth
Gunner's daughter. Shek says that she is the best young female coach in the world. It doesn't matter. Anyone would be better than what we've got now.
Almost anyone.
Yeah, not Greg Ryan.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, careful what you wish for.
It would be kind of funny if we went back full circle and brought in Tracy Leone.
That would be kind of neat. What's she doing?
I have no idea.
Come on in. You know, that...
Kelly Lindsay, you know, who wants a job right now?
Yeah, come on. But she, Ellis left UCLA, so it seems like she's kind of getting stuck in there. But let's move on from
the same old, same old.
Yeah. The U.S. women's national team players are slated currently to not play more than 4 games in the WPS. Now, we'll get to number of games in the WPS schedule later in the podcast. But that kind of sucks.
Especially if you're a Magic Jack fan.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if there are any.
And considering that this league is probably on its last legs at this point, I don't know. Maybe it's good that the fans can get to know some of these other players. But boy, that's... It'll at least make the games interesting.
Definitely.
And you were right about, well, you didn't say anything about Angie Wozniak's hair, or sorry, Angie Kerr's hair, but she looks like a hair model. It's beautiful. It's fancy. It's off to the side. yeah.
It's short again.
Mm-hmm. And then we had one more bit of international news, I guess, other than the WPS crazy national team. I don't know. Germany released their new kit designs for for the World Cup. And the front of them, it looks interesting. Not a bad idea. However, the back kind of looks like it was done not even in Sharpie, but one of those children's marker, like the Crayola markers. Mm-hmm. Like they just had a child with Crayola, or not really even a child, but someone who pretended to write as a child in Crayola marker on the back of these jerseys to write their names. I don't know. I think it looks clownish. And maybe that's part of the deception, to take people off guard. But how do you feel about them?
You remember when the U.S. first came out with their gold kits?
Yes.
Yes, I was there. I think those were a better idea than this.
Well, you said you liked the front of these two, or the
I really like the
shirt.
Yeah, I like the front a lot. But there's really nothing you can do about that crap on the back. It just looks awful.
Yeah, it looks worse than the Wonder Woman movie outfit, which looks pretty bad.
Now that would be something to play soccer in.
That would be rad. That would be my favorite. That would be the best.
You would root for any team wearing that.
Like, Wonder Woman. Yeah. Okay, so let's take a little break. And then we'll come back and we'll talk about the WPS and whatnot and what have you. Okay?
Yep, sounds good.
Hello, this is Joan.
And this is Ruth.
And we are back to talk about the WPS. Right?
Yes. Sorry, I was taking a sip of tea.
Oh, great. Scrap this whole thing. We're going back.
No, rewind.
You know, there hasn't been too much going on with the WPS. There's no fancy ad campaigns on sides of buildings this year.
There's nobody folding in the preseason.
No, there's nobody folding in the preseason either. It seems that everybody should be financially stable. But then again, the league is smaller. It's tighter. There's been a few pregame stuff.
Yeah, so it's definitely been quieter. And actually, I think a lot of the news that I get is out of Atlanta, which is good for me, but at the same time, kind of a little strange, because Atlanta's definitely not local, and a lot of people, I think, are underestimating Atlanta this year. But they've played 3 or 4 preseason games, and they've won all of them, I'm pretty sure. They played University of South Florida, Auburn, UNC, and I'm not sure if I'm missing someone else. But, I mean, they've been doing pretty well. A cross-conference favorite, Megan Gisolva, has scored 3 times, I think. Or maybe 4. And at least one of them was today against UNC. So props on that. And to all this scoring in the preseason, her college coach, Neil McGuire at Cal, says, where was that for 4 years? Which is kind of a dick move, I think.
Yeah, he's kind of an asshole. Let's punch him in the face. Let's go over there. I think he deserves it. And, you know, getting punched in the face is good for your soul.
It is. It is. God will forgive you if you've been punched in the face. Yeah,
he can't help but forgive you. She's undrafted.
Yeah, she was undrafted.
Rocking. She's rocking. And so I think you were right.
For the first time ever. No, yeah, actually, this is the second time, because I was right about the U20s last year.
That's true. And it's all of our rightness that is coming together. And I think Atlanta's going to be the team to watch this season. Not this Magic Jack business, but all those people who are whining and groaning about, you know, the roster, I think they'll be just fine.
Yeah, they will definitely be putting up a fight, and I don't think that they'll struggle as much as people thought that they would. These kids, yeah, this is maybe a higher level than they've played before, and that's a big maybe. But they've had all that time together on the U23s. Some of them have previous pro experience, you know, the ones that aren't fresh out of college. And they've got a stellar keeper. Allison Whitworth is probably going to have that starting position. And
yay!
Yeah, there's another cross-conference favorite. She is wicked awesome to watch in goal. Love watching her.
Wicked awesome.
Sorry. Yeah, that just sounded bad.
This is a throwback to 1998.
10 years old, guys. No, I was older than that. I was 12, maybe.
We love it.
We do. We love it when we're right. When everyone else also knows that we're right.
Yeah. Just as long as everybody else is aware. Can't be right all by yourself. In an interleague preseason scrimmage, Boston played Magic Jack in Florida. Yeah.
Yes.
And they lost.
It was bad. I mean, it must have been bad. Kristen Press, who was not the top draft pick and was not the Mac Herman Trophy Award winner and did not win a college cup, scored within, like, what, the first 5 or 10 minutes of the game. And she plays for Magic Jack.
Yeah, and Keelan Winters was confirmed to be there. I was wondering if she had.
She was confirmed to play.
Yeah, and played. She played. So, former podcast guest. We got to have her on again.
We do.
We definitely do. Especially now that with Kelsey there, we gotta get that. We gotta get that locked down.
We gotta schmooze our connections. Because they're so schmoozable.
I guess that's good for Magic Jack. I don't know who other than Kristen Press played for them. I assume
someone else who scored. I don't think she scored both of them. I think Abby Wambach was there.
Was she? Oh. See, that's good for her. Well, because I don't think any of the other national team players have played. Like, or are even really with their teams.
Well, I think Western New York has Alex Morgan because she scored for them today. And I think this was their first preseason scrimmage. So, you know. But that's kind of skipping ahead of where we are. To wrap up with Boston, because we're not actually covering Magic Jack because they're not, I don't believe they're actually a team. Boston mutually terminated their Czech player, who realized a couple days into camp that her knees could not take the plane. So she's out.
That's too bad. Yeah, WPS is hard. And then Philly.
Okay, and then there's Philly, and as of the time that we're recording this, they've now played 3 preseason scrimmages. Their first one was against University of Maryland, which was last week, I think. And it was a 1-1 tie, which is kind of interesting. it was kind of disappointing. But then today they beat Duke and UConn in back-to-back games. The first game was against Duke, and they won 3-0 with goals by Lohman off of a penalty kick. I wanted to do this all by memory, and I'm not able to. Anyways, Tina DiMartino scored. she scored the third goal.
Yay!
Yes, so excellent. All of our favorites are scoring. I didn't mention, but in Atlanta, Megan Lenchick scored, one of the Virginia players, so that was awesome.
Yay!
Yes.
I don't know who that is, really. It's okay.
That's okay.
right,
and then the game against UConn was 3-1, and that UConn's first goal, only goal, was scored really early on, which was really worrisome, but Philly came back to wrap it up. And that was pretty thrilling, and we should have more preseason news out of Philly coming eventually, shortly, soon. We recently did a very interesting interview. We had an interesting talk with Val Henderson, who will likely be the starting goalkeeper for Philly this season.
That's right. And, yeah, I would say really, really one of our most recent interviews was with Val Henderson. So, no, she was terrific. I was awful, but
she was amazingly patient.
Very good. Very good. She has a future in almost anything. Because she can deal with some really strange stuff happening.
Indeed.
Western New York, the team that I forget exists all the time.
I do too.
But they do have Christine Sinclair, and she is there because I read something that
today.
Said, yeah. They beat these Erie Admirals.
U-17 boys.
Oh.
That's why the scoreline looks the way it does.
Okay. Well, that's terrific. And I don't know, is Marta with them already? Do you know?
I'm not sure, but Caroline Seeger is. So there's that. Props on that.
Hmm. Right.
Oh, and I didn't put Sky Blue FC in the notes. Whoops.
I was going to say that. And Sky Blue FC, they're on their little tournament. Where are they? Turkey?
Yeah.
Somewhere. I don't know. Smiling and taking group pictures. So,
and they've also got a bunch of video on YouTube. Which I have actually only watched. I've only watched one of the videos, but I will eventually watch the others. It's just been a busy week.
I somehow managed to completely miss that. So.
Because nobody has been talking about it, which is such a shame because that's probably the most that anyone is putting up out of preseason right now. The most media, so.
It's not a good sign.
It's interesting, though, that that I guess Sky Blue FC, like, they've been posting to YouTube and Facebook, and not to the site, not to the official site. Like, their links from the official site go to the YouTube and the Facebook. Mm-hmm. Which is, I mean, that's better than that's better than Magic Jack, which hasn't updated anything at all ever. And Western New York Flash, which is still in the process of making the transition to the official site.
Hmm.
Yeah. But that's it out of WPS, I think. Do we miss any teams? Are there any other teams?
No, I think that's it.
I keep wanting to talk about Chicago, but...
Oh, shut up. It's so much of a bummer. Yeah. Anyway, let's take a little break and we'll come back and wrap things up for this episode.
Okay.
And so we'll be right back with the Cross Conference Cast. And we're back with the Cross Conference Cast. I am Joan.
And I'm Ruth.
And let's do a little bit of house cleaning, wrapping up, etc. It's been a while since we've done this segment, and I've missed it. Have you? You've missed it, I assume.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And, of course, the segment I'm talking about is the bee in Hope Solo's bonnet. Hope Solo has been very active. Through the Algarve Cup and even to now with many interesting things that are pressing on her mind grapes lately. Most recently, Seattle in the MLS, which is good for her. Good for her for showing love for her team. That's really positive. Though I don't like Seattle and I'm a Portland Timbers fan, so... Forget them. she tweeted something interesting when the U.S. won the Algarve Cup that Christy Rampone guided the team through some off-field complications, which is probably her fancy way of saying drama.
Either that or explaining why we didn't get video of crepes.
Yeah. I don't know what that drama could be. There could be many things. Do you have any ideas?
I really hope it pertains to Magic Jack FC and the fact that they're only playing 4 games this season. Not
but that's
Magic
not really
Jack,
off but... the... I guess it could be considered off-the-field complications. But, I don't know. Oh, well, Christy Rampone is on Magic Jack FC now, isn't she?
All of the national team is, pretty much.
That's interesting.
Except for those two in Atlanta who... I don't think have impacted these wins at all. So,
and the people in Philly, don't forget the Philly players.
Right.
So, but well, why don't we throw it out to the listeners? What do you think the complications were? Let's see. If you could write those complications in 150 words or less, and send us an email, crossconference@gmail.com. We will collect these potential complications. Keep them family friendly. Family-friendly complications.
Right, because this podcast is all about the family-friendly.
We are pro-family. we are, as far as I know, the only explicitly pro-family podcast that deals with women's soccer.
Right.
As far as I know. exclusively.
Yes. We love the families.
Make of that what you will. But... Never say that we're against families.
Indeed.
Because we're not. We are pro family. And currently now I'm anti-grains.
But I'm still pro-grains. It's okay.
But this is because we're pro-family, we can put aside those differences.
Indeed.
Anyway.
And I have my tea.
Returning to Hope Solo's bonnet, I think the most pressing thing she really had to say was about how great the German League was. I assume she means the Frauen Bundesliga. That one. Because they decided to end their play 2 months early in order to prepare for the Women's World Cup. Bright idea, but on the German League's part. Hope Solo seemed to really, really want to talk about that and say how great it was. And I'm not sure if she was pointing that at WPS or the U.S. Soccer Federation, whoever, but she seemed to really press on that. And then we took that and ran with it because we know that the German League is great in so many ways.
Indeed.
And thankfully, all of y'all on Twitter did the same. And for that, everyone who participated in the very, very tiny but very powerful German League meme and hashtag, you guys win our Twitter award.
Yay!
You are the real heroes of this story. And I salute you. Hope Solo certainly would. But, you know, she has the shoulder problem, so saluting is probably... should keep that to a bare minimum.
Yeah, definitely. I'll salute. I can do
good.
It.
Good for you. It's good that you have something running in your veins that you can acknowledge the good people and their sacrifices. Anyway, I think that's about all we have, right?
Yeah.
The WPS start of the season is quickly coming, so we'll try to get excited for that.
Oh, we'll definitely be excited for that. I mean, we're going to the opening game.
Yeah, you'll be going to some Philly games. You will.
I will.
Going to some Philly games.
I will. I've been threatened. Or reverse threatened. I'm not really sure what happened, but I will be going.
There was a threat in there. Just trust me. Yeah. Well, that's all we have. So until next time, bye.
Yeah, that sounds right. Bye.
Bye.